Dear Jesus, lead us with your strength. Sorry. Jesus, lead us with your strength in our time of need. Amen.
L'chaim.
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 Jamie Lee is here. MySpace.com/JamieLeeComedy.
Hello, hello.
Always the jokes, even during the prayer.
I wish that were the case, but I actually just can't read.
So how you doing today, Crip?
I'm okay. Crip makes me sound like I'm in a gang. It makes me sound dangerous, but I actually just fell down some stairs in my apartment. And now I'm wearing a walking boot that looks like a Velcro combat boot.
It looks hideous
in every way, shape, and form.
Looks like the old Kiss platform boot.
Yeah, it's so actually it's funny because when they
that's how much Keith knows about fashion. If that looks like the Kiss boot.
When they brought it out, I went to Falk's Surgical Supplies today, and they brought it out from the back room, and I was like, really? Does it need to be that tall? Like, it's just my foot that's injured. And they're like, oh, yeah. And I was like, is there, like, a mid-calf one?
What happened to your foot?
Is there one with flowers?
I'm like, did Ferragamo design one?
How'd you break it?
It's not really broken. It's dislocated. And there was some water at the top of my stairs in my apartment, and I slid, and I fell down three stairs, and my foot slammed into the wall.
Did you know right away?
It's totally mine. No, I just started crying, and my toes were bleeding. I was freaking out.
Wow.
This is really disgusting. Really, all of you out there, I'm sure, really.
All we see is hotness. Don't worry about it.
Oh, please. It was so gross, and it swelled up. It looked like a manatee, and then...
But you didn't go to the hospital right away?
I didn't go to the hospital right away because I thought that... my roommate, actually, she was there, and she's like, it's fine. I ran track. I did all this stuff. Like, I've had these injuries before. It's not a big deal. It'll heal on its own. And so I was kind of, like, just mentally trying to get in the mindset of, oh, it's going to heal.
You put ice on it.
I put ice on it. I stayed off of it a little bit, but it's kind of hard in New York to not be on your feet, so...
I get so scared of that when I'm taking a shower. We have like a shower tub thing. I've slipped and almost fell like knowing if I wouldn't have held myself somehow, and you never know where you get that strength to hold yourself up from, then I would have possibly cracked my head. And I'm like, could you call? Because Keith is sleeping in the next room. Would he have heard it? If I was sleeping by myself, can I just die like this? And you, like, there's so much fear that happens when you slip in the bathtub because has that happened to you? I think it's a big deal.
My roommate actually fainted in the shower in our first apartment. Fainted. I was waiting to get in the shower and I was like, that's weird. Shalini's been in the shower for like 40 minutes. What is going on? And I went in there and I was calling her name and she didn't answer. So I pulled back the curtain and she was like, just like sleeping.
Oh my
in
God.
The tub. It was so, it
that
was
must
horrifying,
have been a nice fall,
but she was
though.
Total. Exactly. I thought the same. I still think about it. How like she really did fall so gracefully and like, she was fine. She was totally fine. I mean,
did
she
you wake her up?
Our other roommate woke her up, and then
you invited everybody in.
Well, no, just the other roommate was sort of standing outside the door. She came in.
I'm sorry.
It was two of us. We were both. I think I called 911, and the other roommate sort of tried to get her to come too, and then we took her to the hospital anyway, just to get her checked out. Her neck was kind of aching, but other than that, she was totally fine.
So. You needed a witness to wake her up.
Well, the witness was already hovering, worried as well. So
you said you slipped on water on the top of steps.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your water or somebody else's water?
It was
He's
my
trying
water.
Trying to think if you have a suit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If she has some sort of suit pending.
No. It was definitely my water. I just got out of the shower. I traipsed water throughout my room, came back, and then was going to go downstairs to get water to drink, and then I slipped on water from the bathtub.
Do you not pat
just
yourself
kidding.
Down?
I injured myself skiing. I'm just so dangerous.
Wait, seriously?
No. I wish that. I was coming up with other things that I could have done. Like, my roommate's room was on fire and I had to kick down the door. But
that's tough, though. Living in New York, a walking city, I would just kill myself.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that, but...
You have to get surgery now.
Yeah, I do.
Ooh.
Well, it's like 95% confirmed, so... Yeah, did a number, guys. A number.
How long ago was this?
It happened like 2.5 weeks ago. But I didn't actually find out that it was as severe as I thought it was until... Or as severe as it is until, like,
Did you go to the emergency room when you first went? And they
mm-hmm.
just... Oh, nothing.
Men do anything. I really thought it was like sprained.
You just walked on it?
Yeah.
For how long?
2.5 weeks. Until literally yesterday is when I found out that I needed surgery.
What? Yesterday you said, okay, this pain is going on for too long?
No, I had actually made the appointment about maybe a week
before. You have insurance. This is such insurance talk.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I made the appointment, but they couldn't see me right away. So that's the only thing about going to the doctor in New York is they really are totally booked all the time, no matter who you go to. So
you
it's
can go
really
as an emergency.
Hard. I could have gone in the emergency room, but I don't know.
No, I mean at the doctor.
You know what I heard? That a lot of people, when they get put under anesthesia to have upcoming surgery, that it doesn't take so good, so they're really awake. However, they're not able to move and let anybody know, but you still feel all the tools and everything.
Keith lives in the movies.
I've heard
what
that.
What movie is that from?
Well, the movie of life. And this is absolutely true. My grandfather, on my dad's side, went a little crazy because he was given too much anesthesia. And he's never been the same after his surgery. Just something to keep in mind.
I thought anesthesia just makes you constipated.
Or kills you.
Really?
I thought that's what it did.
Oh, no. It makes you... Well, I mean, I've had surgery, obviously. You feel shitty after surgery, and that's because of the anesthesia.
Yeah.
You just feel like shit.
Yeah, I almost puked because I had anesthesia. Mm. And they expect it to happen. They're ready with the little
thing.
Did
you have general or local?
I was under.
You were under. Yeah. Yeah. See, I think that I'm supposed to have local, which is supposed to be like a
oh, that'll kill you
a
just the same.
Sleep. Great. Moral of the story, I'm going to die.
It's like a roll of the dice.
Dislocated.
I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks.
Certainly.
Yay. Happy talk.
Hey, speaking about death and roll of the dice, the creator of Dungeons & Dragons, dead. Ha ha, nerds. Gary Gygax.
I don't know why I said, oh, I really never played that game.
Who co-created the fantasy game Dungeons & Dragons and helped start the role-playing phenomenon, died Tuesday morning in his home in Lake Geneva. He was 69.
That's pretty young.
Yeah, it is really young.
But on a nerd diet, that's fair.
He had been suffering...
You know, ho-hos, whatever
nerds
delivers.
Ho-hos.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew to stay up to kill the real whatever and find Zelda or whatever the freak you do.
He had been suffering from health problems for several years, including an abdominal aneurysm, said his wife Gail Gygax.
Yeah, because from all the Fritos.
Gygax and Dave Arneson developed Dungeons & Dragons in 1974 using medieval characters and mythical creatures. The game, known for its oddly shaped dice, became a hit, particularly among teenage boys that couldn't get pussy, and eventually was turned into video games,
Does
books, and movies.
That?
Yeah, CNN.
Wow.
Gygax always enjoyed hearing from the
CNN's
game's legion of devoted fans, many of whom would stop by the family's house in Lake Geneva, about 55 miles southwest of Milwaukee, his wife said. Why would you visit the house? You want to play? No, I'm good. You made it. It'd be an honor. It's like smoking with Willie. Despite the declining health, he hosted weekly games of Dungeons & Dragons as recently as January.
Wow.
It really meant a lot to him to hear from people over the years and how that he helped them become a doctor, a lawyer, or a policeman.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It started from that.
Excuse me?
Thanks to Dungeons & Dragons.
Dungeons
paper
& Dragons?
Paperboy didn't make me a better paper girl.
Maybe I should be checking... what if my doctors played this game instead of going to doctor school.
Can I just say something really funny? Mm-hmm. Since you mentioned a doctor, before I went to a real doctor, I went to a podiatrist. And
that's a foot doctor, right?
Well, not really. It's like a bunion doctor. It's not like someone you would want to operate on you.
You're being controversial.
It's a foot doctor.
Well, it is, but it isn't. Anyways, if you have... whatever. Okay, so anyways, I went to the podiatrist, and he took an x-ray of my foot, and when he held it up to the light box, he said, "Oh, shit, kid."
No.
Like, yeah, I was like, I'm out of here.
Ew.
You can't say shit to me about... And I was like, I was really upset. Like, he was such an alarmist. I wrote a blog about this day. I was really upset by it. I'm like, who would... You're supposed to know how to deal with people. Like, why are you in this profession if you're going to be like, freaking my homeboy?
He sees your foot.
So stupid.
Yeah,
it was like, yikes, what do we have here?
But who
he said,
set you?
Shit. Kid.
See, I was
shit,
more upset
kid?
About the kid.
Yeah. Right.
Like, what?
Oh, that was, it was like punch, punch.
Was he young or something?
No. I think he was like trying to be cool.
Ew.
Like he was trying to be my friend. I'm like, I have friends. I really don't need to add you to my roster. Thanks.
By the way, we need friends. MySpace.com/Keith and the Girl. We're back.
Yay.
Our MySpace went down.
I know. I remember. I read the bulletins about
it. Yeah.
That sucks. What happened? What exactly happened?
Yeah, I probably hacked. My brother's guessing that we went into fake MySpace, logged in, and they caught our login.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand
probably what happened. That's
but when you delete it, they send an email to your email. I don't. Whatever. Anyway, deleted.
It's a big pain in the ass.
We're back now. Even if you think we're friends, please catch us on / Keith and the Girl.
Yeah, I think I'm friends with you guys.
We'll see you after today.
Dungeons & Dragons players create fictional characters and carry out their adventures with the help of complicated rules. The quintessential it's not really complicated rules. The quintessential geek, but one person makes up shit, and if he likes you, he lets you win, and if he doesn't, he makes you lose. The quintessential geek pastime, it spawned a wealth of copycat games and later inspired a whole genre of computer games that are still growing in popularity. Funeral arrangements are pending. Besides his wife, Gygax is survived by 6 children and 2 dragons. Wow. I guess God needed a dungeon master.
You're going to have to help me out with these nerd jokes coming in, but Brother Darkness from San Diego says, apparently he finally rolled the 1 in the 20-sided of life.
Mm-hmm. A bad roll of the die. He's hearing you and rolling in his graves.
Nerd joke.
I guess he ran out of hit points.
Nerd.
I dated someone who was really into Dungeons & Dragons when he was younger.
Who's that?
Very, very smart person. Victor Varnado.
I believe
you
it.
You dated that Victor Varnado?
No. What have you heard?
Wait, did I just totally hear that wrong?
No. I dated Victor Varnado.
Really? I love him. Uh-huh. I know he's been on the show before. I love him.
You should date him.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever date?
Me and Victor Varnado? Yeah. No. But I do. I think I really like him a lot.
Are you dating anybody now?
No, I'm not.
It's liar.
Sore subject. Nope, I'm really not.
Why is it sore?
I don't know.
Did you break up with somebody recently?
No. Well, I had a breakup, but it wasn't like super recent. So I'm just officially single. Like, you know, you break up and then there's the kind of like recovery period and then you're like, oh, wait, I'm single again.
Okay,
that's
so
where
you're
I'm at.
Now.
Like, I'm officially, like, I feel very single.
Which
right
means
now.
The good stuff's about to happen because you get to date someone you actually like. Because you didn't like that guy.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did. But, I mean, we're friends now.
So. Is that weird?
No, it's good.
See,
so
comedian.
He is. You guys, wait, you saw him. We produced Archers of Ha together.
Him?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, were you broken up then?
When you were there, yep, we were broken up at that point.
Well, wow, that had to be an awkward adjustment.
It was okay. The more awkward situation with the show was that the management there was really rough. So I think that was more stressful than the two of us co-producing together.
What was the management doing?
They were just a little hard to deal with. And it was just hard, like, confirming dates with them, and the bartender was a little tough to deal with at times.
I think booking the spaces are always difficult, but they should have been happy that you were there, because you brought in a lot of people.
We really did. So it was Yeah, well, when you were there, the format of the show was a little different, because when we found out that we were going to have to end our run there, all the people we had booked for future shows that we would eventually have to cancel with, we were just like, well, we're just going to have everybody come on this last show and we'll do like a big bang. So typically we only had like 4 comedians per show, but that show was like 15. And then we had people show up that I didn't even know were coming. So we were like, don't want to be a jerk. It's kind of a last thing. Let's just put them up. So, but now I'm producing a new show, so it's all good. And he's producing his own show too. So that's good.
Has there ever been a time where you're like, ooh, that's the last time I'm using that person?
What do you mean?
Let's say you book your comics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the comics just keep not doing okay. Has there been a time?
That hasn't really happened because I feel like all the people we book, we've seen do really well. Like, we've actually seen them or they've been recommended to us through people that we really like and admire, so.
We had a couple people from your show on our show. Did you know that?
You had Joe DeRosa.
Was before we saw your show. I'm saying from watching that show.
Oh, yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, John Neffel? I know he was on.
Yes.
Love John. He's awesome. And he's the only one I know, though. Oh, well, maybe there are more.
And Emily.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, she's really great.
She's so cool. I love her. She's a great girl.
Also likes to break up with people.
I think she's
You guys are having a time.
She's in. Sorry, Keith. Did you say we're having a time?
No, you girl comics and this boyfriend's dumping you.
Oh, no. Well, I'm like, no, actually, I broke up with him. Not that it matters at all. I'm just being retarded.
Why? I mean, you seem to like him. What happened?
What happened?
No, nothing.
Jamie, what happened?
I'm not I don't know. We just had our things. So.
Who had more of a thing?
We both had things.
At the same time.
Yeah.
That's very convenient. All these couples.
We really did, actually.
Brother Love wants to know if you like to go out.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I feel weird answering that on the air for some reason.
It's not weird. It's not
MySpace her, right?
MySpace.
Yes. I take that as a yes, Brother Love.
This is strange. I've never. That is definitely the oddest way I've ever been asked on a date.
You have met him, though.
Hands down. I have. He's a really nice
between
guy.
Us, you and me, what would you give him, like 1 to 10?
We're not between us, though. We're between us and lots of others.
Not if you, if you say it like that. Okay. I'm sorry. Wow, a 3, really?
This is crazy. Wow. Anyways, everyone on the line is
But
like,
he's cute, isn't he? I was madly in love with him for a while.
He's a very cute person.
Yeah, he's like really nice.
He's cute.
And very passionate.
Very passionate?
Yes.
It's good.
They used to date each other.
Wait, you guys used to date too?
No.
Oh. Wait, when did you date Victor Varnado?
10 years ago.
How did you meet him?
At the open mic.
Oh, okay.
What
open
mic? You are so jealous.
All right, Keith. Let's place.
I met him at the same open mic that Keith and I met.
Oh, okay.
No.
Wait, which one was that?
You Surf Reality on the Lower East Side. It's now closed.
Yeah, okay.
Face Boys, open mic.
Oh, yeah. He has another one, though, and it's great.
Did he just start a new one?
Well, he's had one for a while at Mo Pitkins, and then he moved it.
Well, Mo Pitkins closed.
Right. He moved it to Karma. Have you been there before?
No. I just emailed him about a month ago when he was still on hiatus.
It's a really good mic. I did it. I've only done it once, but actually doing that mic inspired me to have one of my shows at Karma, which is coming up, so I'm happy about that.
You have your boyfriend on the phone.
No.
Go ahead.
He's not my boyfriend. He's my friend, and he's a comedian, and he has a show coming up.
Do you ever try to sneak into his shows to see if he's doing jokes about you?
I know for a fact he does one joke about me, but it's actually really, really funny, so I encourage it. It's about how, I'm not going to do it justice, but he talks about how one time we were eating dinner, and apparently I said something about how I used to eat dessert all the time. Like, I had a huge sweet tooth, and, like, now I don't. And I was like, you would not even believe how much I used to like dessert. Like, you would not believe it. Like, seriously. Like, I used to eat so much dessert. So he did a joke about, like, how he Googled me plus dessert or something. It's like I'm not doing it justice at all. I'm totally botching it, but it was funny, and I was totally cool with him doing it. So.
I would have dumped him, too. I don't blame
God,
you.
God,
you
guys are harsh.
I'm on your side. I don't understand. I'm on your side.
Anyways.
Good riddance, I say.
Jeremy's single too now, so if you're not hitched by April 15th, he'd like to ask you out for dinner, please.
Look how easy it is being
God,
a chick.
This is easy.
Today's a good day for you.
Enough.
I met them both.
Here's
I'm
another one.
You.
Here's another one. Hi, Jamie. Brad from Louisville. Single, 6'4", amateur tennis player, huge dick, friendly and semi-loyal. See you on MySpace.
Huge dick.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Was your ex not loyal?
No, he was loyal. He's great. Like, he's seriously, he's a great person. He really is. I have no... Honestly, I hate to say it. It was totally, like, I was kind of nutty, and we just didn't jive. We jive as friends, but not in a relationship. So.
Are you bipolar or anything, or, like, crazy?
No, I can be kind of, I'm pretty moody.
Yeah.
I'm pretty moody, yeah. I think it's definitely a pretty...
Are you a screamer? Did you yell at him a lot? What would he say is your worst quality?
He would probably say that I'm really distant.
Let me check. He says not always there when she should be. So I'm going to count that one.
Are you... What?
We're talking on IM.
Oh, you're talking on IM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. He said that I was really distant.
But distant, and then do you put your stuff on your boyfriend? Like, stress gets you, and you're like, what are you doing here?
Not too much. More just like... No, I just get really bitchy. I don't know. I was thinking about this because I was like, God, if I do start dating someone else, like... I might be kind of a nightmare to date. I don't know.
What's you bitchy? You seem nice.
Yeah,
what is you bitchy?
I'm a nice person. It's not... I think I just... I don't know. I think when it's the guy that I'm dating, I almost expect, like, unrealistic things.
For example?
Like, I don't... I'm not very... what's the word I'm looking for?
Communicative?
No, yeah. Articulate? No, I don't know. I just sometimes I think I expect too much from someone as opposed to just realizing that that's not who they are.
Does Jamie need to do work on Jamie?
I think everybody always needs to continue doing some amount of work on themselves within reason. I don't think you need to change for someone, but again, I don't think someone else should have to change for you either. So that's what I meant by compatibility. It's like, if that person isn't compatible with you, don't take it out on them by being pissed at them all the time. Like, break it off because it's not their fault.
Right.
It's not who they are and it's not who I am. So that's what happened.
Have you ever seen a psychiatrist or thought about it?
No. Mm-mm. All right. I saw a psychologist once in college.
How come? Just to check it out? Or?
Yeah, I think I was stressed about school.
You never thought about seeing a psychiatrist? You thought about
then.
Like, I thought everybody thought about seeing a psychiatrist. You have, right, babe?
I've thought about it.
I totally have.
I think seeing, like, I haven't thought about, like, going on medication, but I've thought about
psychology. Seeing a therapist.
Yeah, but psychiatrists is where they prescribe.
Oh, no, he meant therapist. He just lumps
them
all together.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Psychologist, I've definitely, I have seen one before for different stuff. School stuff, I was really stressed out my sophomore year about working and all sorts of crap, so I went and saw someone.
Okay,
there's no shame. There's no shame. Turn the little hourglass. Wave the pocket watch in my face. I'm all for it. Ink blots. Let's do this.
Jeremy changes his mind. He says you sound high maintenance. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
I hear you, Jeremy. I'm not. I mean, this is about as honest as it comes. So.
But getting into news real quick. President Bush endorsed.
Did Jamara just say take it off? That's not. Oh. I'm sorry. I shouldn't look at that.
No, go ahead. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Please, take it off.
No. Sorry. Never mind. Go ahead.
President Bush endorsed Senator John McCain for president today. Oh. Did he? And you would think he'd said, no thanks, you don't have to. But he thanked the president for his support and the work he has done in the Oval Office. Thank you for the work that you have done in the Oval Office. I was actually saying we need to change everything you're doing, but thank you for doing what you did.
That is weird, right?
Yeah, I appreciate his
endorsement. But I'd like to thank people. I'd like people to thank me for what I do in my office.
You know what he's doing? He's going the extra mile like I do. When, like, I see, like, a performer, for no reason, I have to say you did a good job. And then I even, like, push him. Like, that was fantastic. You're the best. He could have just said thanks for the endorsement. Not thanks, and you're doing a great job, and I can't quit talking. Isn't everybody saying they want change? I appreciate his endorsement. I appreciate his service to our country.
I think that's the most PC you can get when being a politician, though. Don't you think?
I don't know. I wouldn't even say that.
He's trying to get the Bush people.
It's like Bush is trying to fuck him up.
The Bush people.
By the way, catching up on old things, I said we saw the movie The King of Kong. Have you seen that?
No, but I really want to. That's about the video game.
Yeah, and don't listen right now because I'm going to give it away. It was the asshole Billy Mitchell and then the new guy, Steve Wiebe. Mm-hmm. And at the very end, last minute, Steve Wiebe ends up beating him. Yeah, don't worry. Steve Wiebe beats him. But then we talk about on the show, I look on the website and Billy Mitchell beat him again by 1,100 points.
Oh.
So noted Donkey Kong competitor, this is news today, Steve Wiebe of Richmond, Washington, rolls up his sleeves at the Venetian Resort Hotel Casino in Las Vegas tomorrow night, March 5th, and tries to make history by taking back the highly coveted Donkey Kong crown.
Let this guy have it. He can't. It hurts him.
He will never have peace. It doesn't matter that the movie's out and it already said.
It bothers him so much.
His poor wife, too, you know? His wife, his family. He has at least one kid. She was happy. She had peace for, like, six months.
Right, right. Now he can calm down and maybe, like, because every time he tries to beat it, it's a three-hour game.
Yeah. Right now, Steve and his equally as famous Billy Mitchell are running neck and neck on the high score circuit, with Billy currently in the lead with 1,050,200 points and Steve's 1,049,100 points. With only 1,100 points separating them, Steve poses a serious threat to take back the world title. How's this even fun, too? You know? Oh, good job. Now I know.
No, see, at this point, it's not fun anymore. It's just something to take the pain of you can't be the winner of anything.
I wonder if the death of the guy that made Dungeons and Dragons is going to affect either of them. You know, make it extra sad. And in the referee's outfit.
That's what they're going to say while the other person's playing. You know, the Dungeons and Dragons guy died. Don't cry because tears won't let you kill the what are you trying to get? A monkey's banana? Don't cry.
Yes, you're trying to get a monkey's banana. You'd think you would just go to a store instead of jumping over flaming oil barrels.
I'm happy to not know about this, okay?
In the referee's outfit.
I'd like to be a nerd, but not in that way.
Performing Master of Ceremonies duties is Walter Day, the main referee from the movie. He will monitor Steve's record-breaking attempt while endorsing the strictest Twin Galaxies tournament settings and making sure they're enforced. They just walk around. Nobody watches these people play, and except when they get like real high, like 800,000 or 900,000.
That makes sense. It's just too long.
It's very boring, yeah.
Brian Ward is saying, when will this Kong madness end? When he gets to a babillion.
Mm-hmm. The event takes place during Microsoft's Tao nightclub party from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Venetian Resort Hotel and Casino. There'll be no drama around it.
This is Vegas. You go to Vegas.
Yeah.
To play Donkey Kong.
You know what? I'd watch him.
Vegas. For how long? I would take bets on how long you can watch that shit.
At the end. I'd watch the end.
What, really? The last 10 minutes.
I'd watch him do it and try to stand by Billy Mitchell.
Oh, that sounds so boring to me. I like video games too, but I just think watching someone else play them is like...
I can watch it a little bit, but really? It depends what. Well, probably not Donkey Kong.
Well, I'm not just watching
probably
people
Super
play.
Mario 3. I could...
Fuck no.
I would... Really? You wouldn't want to watch that?
No.
At least it's linear.
I don't even want to play it.
At least you can fall... Really?
Yes.
What about Paperboy? I've mentioned that twice now.
No. Wow.
It's like the best game.
No.
It's so fun.
No. I've watched Relic. We went to game night. I watched him play Tetris for an hour, I think. At least a half an hour. I was like, okay, what am I? And then
I could watch that.
You know what happens is you zone out, and I'm like, wait, what the fuck have I been doing for a half an hour?
No, it's hypnotic.
And then
totally
I'm like,
is.
Okay, I got to go play poker.
I love Tetris. I like how you could pick like one of like three really annoying songs.
Tetris is writing
Remember
in.
Remember that?
I don't.
Tetris just wrote in and said that he's free and he has a good job.
Oh my god, I can date Tetris? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He can only do four different shapes though during intercourse.
Yeah.
But he fits really nice.
And then this is a really fun analogy. When it gets towards the end, he speeds up.
Nah.
Remember that?
If everything matches up right, your vagina vanishes.
Oh. Yeah. Who needs a vagina? Come on.
Catching up on Scott Perez Fox, he's the one that was telling McNally, who pees all the time, that it'll be a lot easier and you won't be so tired during the day if you keep a Gatorade bottle next to your bed. And I was saying yesterday, of course, how ridiculous that is, of course. And he said, well, you cut the hole open a little bigger because you're tired, so you don't want to have to aim too good. Right. And I said, that's disgusting and weird, and then made fun of his OCD. He wrote something to try to clarify himself. Okay, let me clarify a few things about the Gatorade bottle, he says. I discovered this tactic one random day when my roommate happened to be in the bathroom at the same time I had to pee. I was asking, did he take the time to think it through?
Okay.
Well, no, he just it came to him when he really had to go one time. Yes, it does make a bit it does seem a bit unlike me, as I usually don't leave bottles and shit around the house. He has no problem leaving bottles and shit around my house when he comes over. He just has a problem that he has to wrap up every single cord. Why would I want the cords to my Atari or Nintendo unplugged and wrapped around? These are things I use. And he tells me, I really think he expects me to thank him when we see him. He's like, you'll see what I did later and you'll thank me. And I never thank him. I actually complain. And I think he's like, you don't even appreciate that I unplugged every adapter from every electronic thing you own and tightly wrapped it around. Well, I actually need that. I made space for it. You can thank me later. You'll never be thanked. Stop with the cords. I have garbage in my house. That needs thrown away. Number two.
You heard.
I keep the bottle under my desk on the floor where it's out of the way of me kicking. Because we, of course, made fun of him. You might be sleeping and you might hit it. I empty it. And he says it like with such a... I empty it, quite frankly. First thing in the morning when I head to the bathroom, I wash it out after each use.
Oh, use a new one.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Oh.
A little soap and water. I'm very thorough.
Use a new one. Also, between the time that you pee and you wake up, you have enough time to dream. Again, the lemonade stand. And drink it.
Number three. After cutting off the top, I held it over the stove to melt the edges slightly to be smooth.
Oh, okay.
You fucking it too? That's a lot of work.
Ew.
Yeah, and his roommate's coming in. What are you doing with that bottle? Not, huh? You're melting the edges. What? I can't hear you. All right, I'm going to use the bathroom. Do you need it? I never need it. Haven't you noticed? I never need the bathroom.
Jeremy from Arkansas. Jeremy, our friend. I used to piss in a Gatorade bottle when I was a truck driver. There's a game where you throw the piss bottle at hitchhikers.
Oh, how's the game work? I'm kind of curious. That sounds fun.
Jeremy, you are not a truck driver.
Life on the road. I know what it's like. Oh, I think that's why we get along so good. I was a trucker.
You were?
Yeah, big rigs.
You didn't throw piss bottles, though?
You have to.
Oh, you have?
That's life on the road. I would forgive Scott Perez Fox if he was a trucker, but number four didn't say, P.S., I'm a trucker.
I guess throwing them is better than collecting them.
Well, you can't keep them in, you know, you can't, there's, you don't want to keep, because it's soiled.
In my trucker game, when I was a trucker, we'd you know how you can open a bottle just enough to kind of keep it thrown?
Mm-hmm.
And the more, like, if you throw it and the bottle actually opens, like the cap actually undoes, that's 2 points.
Plus two, right?
Oh, yeah. If you throw it and it hits the person but doesn't spill on them, that's just 1 point.
We do a 1 point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 1 point,
okay,
two.
So,
yeah.
Okay, you're on the CB?
Yeah.
What was your connection?
Bop-bop here, I would say. I had, like, that was my name. It's kind of funny. I'd go bop-bop, and then I'd really do a bop-bop.
I heard about you.
Yeah, Smokies are coming, we'd say.
Yeah. I started after you, I think, because you were, like, legend. I thought you were fake.
No, I would do the. I'm real on the CB, though. I don't mess around if Smokies aren't around. I don't pretend.
No, I heard you have to, yeah.
A lot of kids like to, fuck you, I'll find you.
The newbies.
Yeah,
the
newbies. Noobs, we call them, yeah. I saw the new show. Oh, it's not new at all. It's new to me. It's been on for a while. But Sci-Fi Channel seems to be having a marathon. Ghost Hunters.
Oh, yeah.
Do you watch it or have you seen it?
No, but I saw the advertisement on the back of the TV Guide and they were wearing their little uniforms, their little ghost-busting uniforms.
Do you believe
adorable.
In this?
I don't. Is it just they go to the house and, like, you know, clean it?
No, that's what I thought. This show is stupid. They go to the house. They find out if it really is haunted. And then that's the end. And
that's it? They're just like, yes or no?
I saw the very end of one. Exactly. I saw the very end of one. They're in a regular person's house, and they go, all right, so you hear this is your child, and then you hear this voice giggling, and your child's talking to it. And they seem to want to debunk it more than prove it.
Why do they need those ghost-busting uniforms if they're not busting?
Exactly. So they say, there's this little kid. Kid ghost is talking to your kid, and I don't think it's your kid's much in danger, but when it grows up, your kid will probably grow out of this phase, and then the ghost might get jealous. But, we're around 24/7, so your house is definitely haunted. Take care.
So basically,
okay, thank you.
Anyone could be a ghost. What is it called?
I don't think the show called? You know what? They're not Ghostbusters, and they don't claim to me.
Wear those little uniforms like they're going to clean the house.
They're ghost finders.
Yeah, they're ghost hunters.
But if you're hunting, but you're not really hunting if you're just acknowledging.
Right, ghost acknowledgers.
Ghost acknowledgers.
No, well, hunting means finding, right?
Hunting means, like, putting an end to.
You would think.
Well, it can mean searching, or it can mean ending.
I'm going to look it up while you continue.
Well, regardless, I'm on your side.
Whatever.
Jamie. It's
there
misleading.
There needs to be a Slimer and a Marshmallow Man. That's what it comes down to.
You just have a sweet tooth.
Oh, God, have I ever told you how much I love desserts?
I used to love them. The very end of this segment, and so then I had to watch more of the show. And see if I really understand that they just say there's going to be a ghost and leave. So then the next one is...
Are you really watching this just to... Like, I couldn't watch any of this. It was so bad.
I don't know if I believe in this a little bit, if I believe in ghosts.
Really?
If they have a picture...
Ghosts are what to you?
A black figures, maybe, walking around. Like Harlem. No, I mean, like, when mists and shit. That's ghost-like. Things that you could see through, but they look like a human. I'd call that a ghost where I come from.
So you do believe in that or you don't believe in that?
I could believe in it.
You could?
Yes.
Oh, God. I'm so scared.
Wait. So, hold on. So, are these dead people walking around? What are ghosts to you?
Of course they're dead.
They're dead people walking around?
It's not live people.
And so why do they come to these specific people? They have unfinished business?
Yeah, unfinished business. Exactly.
Okay.
There's unrest.
Did you say that you believed in it, Jamie?
I do. I went on a ghost tour once in Savannah, Georgia.
What does that mean?
It's like you walk around to all these places that are apparently haunted in Savannah. Savannah's like super old. And you remember Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, that John Cusack movie, and it was a book? Yeah, it's all about Savannah and how, I don't know, how it's haunted and you can pay to go on these tours. And it was terrifying. They like pointed out. Yeah, basically you like you would stand across the street from like cemetery and they'd be like, right over there is where this person was murdered and later ended up haunting all these people. It was terrifying. I did not. And you had to do it at night, of course. The tour started at like 10 p.m. It was terrifying. I think I've said that like eight times. It
was. Do you think that there's something to be said about them wanting to do it at a late night to spook you a little more?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, you want me to explain this to you?
It totally worked.
The ghosts come out more when it's dark. Even if it's during the day, they have to turn off all the lights for the ghost to feel comfortable. Well, think about it. If you're a ghost, it makes perfect sense. If you're a ghost, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not.
Let's think. Let's put ourselves in that mindset.
Yes.
All right now I'm a ghost. Go.
You're in the other world. Mm-hmm. It's kind of dark there. You know, picture it. Were you picturing bright lights like a hospital? No.
You
picture like a little dark, like a little basement-y. No, all of a sudden you got
cobwebs.
All these chandeliers in your face. I don't know that I want to come out. Make a sound if you're here. Give us a sign. How about you turn off the lights a little bit? You know, dim them and I'll move around and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're
like the coolest ghost ever.
Yeah, well,
you're like a pretty like laid back ghost.
Just lowered the lights a little bit,
right?
You know,
most ghosts would be like shaking shit,
right?
You know,
he just has small minor requests.
They would cause lots of strong winds within the house.
Well, when you were saying about that ghost tour you took, do you find it fascinating at all that people do believe that there's ghosts? Like, where's that show we did that they had ghosts? Where was it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
We did?
Yeah, we did a Keith and Girl live event in Texas.
Oh, where were you in Texas?
Dallas.
Oh, yeah, I think you told me that, but you didn't say anything about ghost tours.
Oh, there is a ghost in that. No, in the actual place, which is a regular bar, they knew that there was a ghost in there, and you believed that they believed it.
What mm-hmm. place?
Why would you still work there? Ghostville, it was called.
Ghostville?
Ghostville. And you would
believe... Is it really called Ghostville?
No. KeithandTheGirl.com/live, because we can't remember where it's at, but you can check.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Sons of Hermans, is that the place?
Yes! Oh, Sons of Herman Hall.
You know that place?
Yeah, I'm from Dallas.
Is this a popular place?
Yeah, they used to have swing dancing lessons there. It's really old. And I could definitely see that. It's a creepy place. Well, it's cool slash creepy. Slash cool again.
Have you heard that it's haunted?
I haven't heard that it's haunted, no.
So why would these employees who really believe it's haunted, like, still work there? Is that weird? If I really believe somewhere...
Well, they've probably made peace with, you know...
Well, of course. You only hear rattling and shit.
With the being.
Or things go wrong every once in a while. You know what it is? It's because when you're at work with a place that's haunted, you can blame the ghost when you fuck up. You know how these ghosts
right.
do.
The drawer's short $20. Ghosts!
Right.
Could be worse. We could all be dead.
Could be a cool... Dallas is a nice place. It could be a cool ghost. Could be like an ex-quarterback.
It has to be, or else it moved. Mm-hmm. A hunter is a person who searches for something. That's an exact definition.
Oh.
I was right.
So the next...
Okay, never mind. I won't debate. No, that's what it is.
Wow.
I was just thinking about it.
I think I see your dating problem.
Yeah, exactly. Full circle.
So the very next case that I'm going to watch, they're in a penitentiary in West Virginia. That is going to be good. And there was tortures going on in this prison.
Right?
Oh, there's killing, rape. You want to talk about unrest souls? Talk this place. A fucking penitentiary.
Is the show good? I mean, since they're just acknowledging, is it even like entertaining?
No, it's not. So first they start showing, these two shadow people. One person's all black, standing there, and that makes you think, like, oh, where'd they get that picture from? You know, that's pretty, yeah. And then another person that looks like, that you can kind of see through her, has a shirt, or him, whatever it is, a shirt, and like a t-shirt, and then an open button shirt.
This is in a picture?
It's in, like, yes. Somebody got a picture of it.
Okay.
So what's that? Right there makes you think. And these are hicks, and you know they're not. They don't have the technology to put something fake together.
What are these shadow people?
So then in come the ghost hunters, and they talk about, oh, the air's very thick over here, and we're getting high EMF readings over here in the same place, and I'm starting to get a lot of pressure in my head, and it feels like things are squeezing in my ears really hard. And I saw mists, and I see voices. And they took the time to explain one of the shadow people was actually could have been the shadow from another person, human being, that was in the room. And they explained how that could just be somebody's human shadow.
So it's a shadow of someone's shadow?
Yeah, it's a real shadow, not a demon shadow.
Oh.
Then they go, then the other person who runs the place says, oh, thanks for explaining so much, and that's the end. What about the pressure on your head and the thick air and the EMF readings and the mist that you saw and the voices that you heard? The end. The end. That's all.
How many of these did you watch?
Three segments.
It's a lot.
I think this show's an hour. I think a segment's half hour. So I saw the end of one segment and a whole two segments. The second whole segment I saw they were
going on that show. I'm going to be like, yeah, my shit's haunted. And have them come over
and see what you see. Now it would.
And they'll just like certain. They'll have to come up with. I mean,
they don't have to.
So
they're happy debunking it. They seem like they would rather. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, I'm sure Sci-Fi Channel wouldn't rather.
That'd be kind of fun.
But would they freak you out if they said you had ghosts? Would you have a problem with it? Your house?
No. Think well, maybe because we did have a. You did think I tell that, you guys about that? How I had someone came into our apartment. But they didn't steal anything. They just used our shower and peed in our toilet.
No.
And we, oh, yeah. We were trying
that's
to
more creepy.
Totally creepy, right? Yeah, horrible.
Because you don't know where they jizzed.
Yeah, exactly. It was really awful.
Oh, my God.
How we knew is because I walked into the bathroom and my roommate's towel was, like, balled up in the corner of our bathroom, soaking wet. And the Head and Shoulders, like, she has a bottle of Head and Shoulders. It was, which she, like, doesn't even use that often, apparently. And she, it was, like, out of the bathtub. So it was, like, sitting on our toilet. And then we went downstairs and there was, like, the seat was up and there was, like, urine in the toilet.
So it's a guy.
So it's definitely a guy. And we're like, how the hell did they get in? And I think they got in through my balcony, which means they walked, because my room's upstairs. So that means they, like, walked through my room. And, yeah, it's really...
At least it didn't slip and fall. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was
really... Did you go on a cleaning
frenzy? We changed our locks.
How'd they open it?
We think they just came... I have no idea. Well, I think the balcony was open, so that was my bad, because I left it open thinking who would ever come through. But apparently in New York, that's a very common thing that these people... No, listen to this. People will, like... will jump onto different buildings and walk across and go through balconies. Like top floor apartments in New York are like really they're like the main target because it's easy to get in through people's balconies. No one locks.
Are you on the top floor?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say using the shower is normal.
No, that is not normal. That is skeezed out, disgusting.
Did you bother calling the cops?
Yes, I filed a report.
Did they give a fuck?
No, they were like, oh yeah, shocker.
Do you think, thinking about this, do you think maybe a ghost pushed you down the steps 2 weeks ago?
No, I'm pretty sure that was just me being a retard. But
right. I'm being told about this website, strangeusa.com, and you type in your city, or you click on your state, and then you click on your city, and you find out what freaky shit happened near you. We had a UFO report. A little boring.
Oh, your hometown, I assume.
No, over here in New York, where we're at.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What?
Where do they have the room?
I don't know. How can you see anything in the sky?
No.
You must have been high.
So anyway, I'm watching the second one that took place in an old Army officers' club. And they hear cooking noises and smells and a walking woman and flower smells. Smells from somebody cooking food and smells from flowers. And they hear weeping. So there's an investigation. And in the room, they say, one of the rooms, they say, ghost, if you can hear me, tap three times, because they heard tapping. And then all of a sudden, they hear tick, 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 three taps. Now, are you just freaked out a little bit, Khanda?
I would be freaked out, because, like, what if somebody's crashing there? I'd be freaked out, because you're not supposed to hear three taps, whether it's a ghost or a person.
Right.
That'd be weird.
Something's here.
But you have infrared cameras.
Or somebody's trying to freak me out or something. I refuse to believe in this, because I think it's silly.
Then why did her legs get cold all of a sudden, and then warm all of a sudden?
Because people's brain work in very, very interesting ways.
Yeah?
If you want to feel something.
Okay. Why did they hear talking?
I don't know, they had a yapper there.
Isn't that interesting?
Or they're schizophrenic and this is a really sad story.
How come on camera they found... Excuse me.
Oh, that's the ghost.
Ready? They found...
Bless you.
...a moving figure. Like maybe the woman that people say that they've been seeing.
They taped the place without being there and a woman passed by?
No. One of them was there. One of them saw it.
Okay,
is it really lame that I'm actually kind of creeped out talking about this?
No, it's not. That
I totally am. I'm like, ooh.
It did. Like when I saw it, I'm like, oh, holy shit! Because I don't
was
believe that they're
woman?
Fucking with us. Yeah, it black the black haze.
What if she was like fucking hot?
You couldn't tell.
Like a freaking it's a shadow ghost.
So it's a shadow of a woman?
Yeah,
it's a shadow. It's silhouette.
What's this? I guess a shadow, but it's got substance to it.
Okay.
So then you have the reveal, and that means when the ghost hunters explain to the curator what all happened. And he says, well, you know, maybe the fragrance thing, we found a janitor's closet, so that's where you smelled the flowers. We did get the three taps. We did hear tapping. We heard talking, and you can see on the camera a moving figure. Okay, well, thanks for helping us out.
Shut your face. Would freak me out more, though, really, especially if I believed in it, and now I got a second opinion that took it seriously.
Yeah.
What? Did you call it the freak out show?
I want to go on that show and be like, I don't know how to tell you guys this, but my ghost is, like, really attractive. Like I'm kind of into my ghost.
I would say the ghost raped me. Crescent Roll says, phenomena!
They're not going to take the ghost away, so don't worry. You know?
That's true.
Like, don't worry, man. We actually
right,
don't do anything.
They're boring, and they don't do anything in their cool uniforms. That's a different show.
There's people in Brooklyn trying to be Ghostbusters themselves.
Like, for real.
Yeah. A team of self-made paranormalists is offering to come over to your house in the middle of the night to chase away any unwanted spirits. I'm fascinated with the supernatural, says Sal Ciccone, 27 years old. Ciccone, along with Sergio Ocasio, 20, and Samantha Ramirez, 18, have plastered Brooklyn, offering their services for just $20 an hour.
Good for them. I say, is it all 20 of them for $20 an hour? Because that's not a lot.
How many hours is it going to take?
Seriously.
As much as it takes, kid.
I say they're amazing entrepreneurs. Somebody's going to buy into that.
I think we should do it.
I don't want to go into people's houses.
No. I think we should hire these people.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The headline is Ain't Afraid of No Ghosts.
They ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I would wait until the headlines read people who thought these people were Ghostbusters got killed by these three. No.
I want Adam over or Spooky. I want another dude over at least just in case this is the robbing plan.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Okay, if Spooky and Adam or like people
just one more dude.
I say two more people because there are three people coming.
One's a woman. You can take her.
I'll take the girl, but still.
Well, we're going to do it, all right?
I'll have a gun for that one. If somebody has a gun.
Now you're good with the gun. Isn't that interesting?
For that,
until there were people in your house.
Yes.
Keith, we shouldn't have a gun because nobody's breaking in. Why would you want a gun?
Only I'm allowed to hold a gun, though.
Ooh, guns freak me out.
Yeah, that's safe. Their business plan is a bit unorthodox, but then again, so are they. Mm-hmm.
Way to state the obvious, reporter.
When I was a kid, I had this ability, this gift, Ciccone said in an interview. When I was 10 years old, I started to see things, spirits and ghosts. The three, who call themselves Brooklyn Ghost Investigations, are otherwise unemployed. Their only client is a Red Hook man who said he had two ghosts in his apartment.
I think this is pretty biased.
What do you mean?
I think they're like, look at these idiots. All they had is one thing. And I don't know. I feel like a negative thing there. You're supposed to be reporting, is what my point is.
At Ciccone and Ocasio went to the man's apartment and waited until 3 a.m., the witching hour for paranormal activity, and the time most cops are asleep, to see if they could talk to ghosts. I caught something on camera, he says. It looked like two lights moving around, like the spirits were playing with each other. We tried to get them out of there. See, I like them.
How do they do that? They scurry them out?
The two used a homemade Ouija board to try to coax the ghosts out. To coax the ghosts into talking to them.
Oh, they're so invited to game night.
With no luck. Sometimes spirits are afraid to talk or to show themselves to us. Not surprisingly, the three are big fans of the classic movie Ghostbusters. Well, who isn't? That's neither here nor there. Having no formal training, they also watch Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters and A&E's Paranormal State for tips. They say business has been a bit slow, but maybe that's not such a bad thing. I'm going to hire him.
Wouldn't it be... I think it's funny that they mentioned that they like Ghostbusters, because, right. Like, what if they had never seen that movie?
What did they do?
And they're like, I don't know. I didn't even know that existed. We were just inspired for different reasons.
Don't expect scandal-ridden TV talk box Pat O'Brien to go back on the air anytime soon, neither of you. Sources say that the twice-rehabbed host is being dropped from The Insider. I thought he owned it.
Oh, yeah? You thought he, like, produced it or
He
something?
Started Entertainment Tonight, and then I thought he was there so long, he produced it, right? And Insider was his spinoff.
Producers
and he became the host of that.
Producers can get fired, though.
Well...
Unless he owns the station, he's not anything.
I figured he owned it. This, of course, you can go back to a very early show of ours called The Pat O'Brien Sex Tapes. in here when he got caught being with drugs in the first place. We're told his temporary replacement, Donny Osmond, is expected to take over permanently as co-host.
What's the point of Donny Osmond?
On February 8th, O'Brien checked into rehab in an attempt to maintain his sobriety. Last February 8th, yeah.
Like 2008?
Yes.
Wow.
You don't go to rehab to maintain your sobriety, though. You go into rehab because you have a problem.
Right. You go to AA to maintain. Right.
Yeah.
But our sources say the stint has had a permanent impact on his contract. A rep for the show said Pat O'Brien is focused on his recovery and rehab, and it's inappropriate to comment on rumors about the show. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Good luck trying to stop that.
Patrice, a while ago, told us about Lindsay Lohan's mother having a show, and we're getting closer and closer. Dina Lohan took a lot of heat for managing Party Hardy daughter Lindsay Lohan's rise to stardom, but that's not going to stop her from trying with daughter number two. A new reality show, Living Lohan, promises to take audiences inside the Long Island home of Dina and 14-year-old Ollie, starting this summer on E! The cable network said yesterday.
Ooh, I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I think people would watch it.
Yeah, I would totally watch that.
The program,
especially people on Long Island.
The program will follow Dina as she works double duty as mom and manager to help Ali try to follow in her big sister's famous footsteps. I hope exactly.
So they're going to like keep, like, doesn't she manage Lindsay somewhat too?
Yeah, well, you know, she's done for now. She's done for now, yeah. She can put some time in. You know what? I don't think you understand the work a mother does.
I know.
You take care of all your children. Lindsay Lohan, 21, began modeling as a child and created a name for herself as an up-and-coming actress in Disney movies. But last year, she was arrested twice and ended up in rehab. That has nothing to do with this at all.
Right. She's not even in the show. The show is about her, the mom and the other daughter.
Well, I wish them luck. Hey, look at this picture. It's Demi Moore and her three daughters.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. Their faces are so hard to look at.
Why? They're gorgeous.
No, not the one. What's the one with the jaw?
They all have, Demi's jaws.
No, what's the one? The little girl who was in Striptease.
The little girl? Oh, that was her little girl?
Who grew up. Yeah, yeah.
That was real?
Yeah. Okay. She's a little hard for me to look at.
Demi Moore shows off her...
I like Demi Moore.
Shows off her nurturing side as she poses with her three daughters for a sleepover-style photo in the April issue of Harper's Bazaar, The Hot As Ever Mom. Well, teamed up with...
She's pretty
it's
hot.
A little inappropriate.
Scout, 16, Tallulah, 14, and Rumor, 19.
I think it's Rumor.
Probably Rumor. She's older. I find this picture... am I an asshole?
What? It's
too sexy? Is this art or sexy?
It's sexy.
Really sexy.
It's very sexy.
They look like they're wearing bath towels.
They're all touching each other on the arm, not in the like.
It's not in the sleepover where you're cute and you have marshmallows. James,
you don't have sleepovers with your hot mom. That's weird.
Especially in now they're doing an article, hot mom, and they put her daughters in there.
Right.
It's weird. No, you're right to catch a little wood.
Thank you, because I did.
Dude, what's happened to Ashton Kutcher? Where'd he go?
Wrong people to ask. Where'd he go? No idea.
He's just not even... I don't hear anything about him. I don't even see photos of him anymore.
He's producing a lot of shitty reality shows.
Yeah, but...
Oh, he does do Beauty and the Geek.
Oh, I love that show.
And he's doing something with Tyra Banks. I don't remember
really?
What. Yeah.
Look at us. We actually did know.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Well, there you go.
Hater.
I like Ashton Kutcher. I was just wondering what happened to him.
iHeartNealism says Rumor Willis is the jaw monster.
She kind of... Okay, thank you. So I'm not a
She really rubs you the wrong way.
No, it's just... She's just the jaw. I'm allowed. Come on. Everyone has their celeb they kind of dog on.
Do you know it's a fake jaw? That she had cosmetic surgery? Yeah.
She had that jaw when she was a little kid in Striptease.
No, she got it young.
That thing was...
It's a new thing.
They can afford it.
Remember we were talking about the naked cowboy in Times Square and the blue M&M?
Yes.
I thought it'd be funny if he'd dress up like him.
Yeah, they were putting out the blue M&M in the naked cowboy gear, which is really just underwear, a guitar, and boots. And then the naked cowboy threatened to sue. And then they switched it to some other random...
Then they switched it to the blue... This is a video screen in Times Square. And then they switched it to the blue M&M, just looking like shocked and like looking around confused.
Like, what
did I do? Just like a little dig. Like, oh, poor me. I'm just a candy treat.
But the M&Ms are always naked. So basically, it was just a cowboy.
Right.
Right. Well,
it's very clever. Please, a lot of people got together with meetings,
right?
And bagels and schmear.
Well, the giant blue M&M that had banished that was banished from two video billboards for imitating Times Square's Naked Cowboy has come back swinging. Mars, the makers of M&M's, has filed a petition with the Patent and Trademark Office accusing the Naked Cowboy, whose real name is Robert Burke, of committing fraud when he obtained his trademark.
Wow.
The move,
look at them. But they waited. They just waited until they made their moves and then come back and was like, fuck you. This little guy.
The move comes 3 weeks after Burke hit the men from Mars with a $6 million suit, claiming they stole his image when a blue M&M dressed in a white cowboy hat, boots, and briefs appeared on two towering ads in Times Square. Of course they did. Wow. Mars claims Burke did not follow through on producing a long list of goods that he said would bear his trademark. Yeah, for us to trademark Humans Unite Against Robots, for example.
We had to send some stuff with the logo on it, like merchandise, a card, whatever.
Right.
We had to physically send them things.
And he's an artist, so he's lazy about it, and he probably didn't follow up. And so they're suing. You know he's right. You know you did this to mock him, and now you're somehow suing him. Why? Just to, like, this is beyond just to be an asshole. Like, you didn't think you were right and was an asshole. You knew you were wrong. You knew you were wrong, and now you're just being like, nobody fucks with Mars. You're just a prick, Mars.
Yeah, well, it's really because I think that if they decided to do the cowboy and somebody stops them, they're like, no, we are. I'm telling you, bagels and schmear were schmeared on the thing. You can't switch those. If Mars decided this, you can't take away their snack foods.
I look at the M&Ms now and they do these cute little voices and I'm like, you're an asshole. I know you're an asshole deep down, M&M. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not a peanut. That's
deep, a sad
deep down
day.
In your chocolatey core.
That's an asshole soul.
You are a big a-hole.
Yeah.
Are you now giving up all
I'm all for Reese's Pieces.
I like peanut M&Ms.
No, they are good.
No,
I take it back.
I'll switch just to make a statement.
The creator of the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC has agreed to plead guilty to charges he laundered money and made false statements during a bankruptcy proceeding.
Is that big fat guy?
Yeah.
With the blonde hair?
Wasn't he accused of being a kid toucher,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not a good year for him.
Yeah, Lou Pearlman will appear in court according to a 47-page plea agreement. What could you possibly have to say for 47 pages?
That's why colleges make you write so long. It's like you're going to have to eventually.
Federal prosecutors accuse Pearlman of lying to investors to raise millions of dollars for fake companies. Not enough money is enough, is it?
NSYNC and Backstreet Boys?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And
among
any
others.
And any other new boy band.
Yeah.
Holy balls.
They say the total loss to investors is estimated at more than $300 million.
Wow.
The plea deal says Pearlman will help investigators develop cases.
I bet
cases.
He must have made over that just legit.
Yes, he did.
How much more money do you need?
Yeah.
I swear, just get... You know, forget it. What am I going to say to that?
The plea deal says Pearlman will help investigators develop cases and testify against others who helped in his schemes, you scumbag bitch.
Fuck.
You fat child molester bitch. Mm. Not, I know. Well, I'm serious.
With all that money, he can, I don't know, he's going to die soon. There, I said it.
I said that about Britney Spears at my work the other day, and someone was like, Jamie, I'm like... Really?
That?
Like, I mean, I wasn't like, but I didn't mean it like, I think it's going to happen. I was just saying, like,
she's
if
on the
she
path.
Continues on right. This path, I wasn't saying, like, I hope that happens to her. But someone acted like it was their best friend. They were like, I can't believe that you
idiots.
Would say, I was like, really?
You
like,
know what honestly stops these
clueless,
people? If you say,
newspaper.
If you say, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were friends. they do feel dumb. I'm serious. I like that one stuff.
I'm going to use that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't know you guys were friends. Well, we're... Go fuck yourself. You could add that one, too.
I like that. I'll start using that.
I'll just use the go fuck yourself part.
The next time I offend someone to the point of no return.
Another book that Oprah Winfrey endorsed is proven fake. A second memoir hailed by Oprah Winfrey's media empire was exposed as a fraud when author Margaret B. Jones, who claimed to be a biracial gangbanger...
Okay, time out.
...was
Why
revealed
they-
as
Hell
Margaret Seltzer.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Why do they keep blaming Oprah? Who's supposed to do the research and call it a memoir?
She does look a little stupid when she's gushing over it, though. In
it's
all fairness,
not her fault.
It's not
no.
her fault.
I don't
it's not
think it
her
is
fault.
Either.
You say it's fiction. You say it's real. That's what I'm going to go with because I assume the company behind it, the publishing company,
yeah,
and
it's the publishing
book,
company,
whatever, and all those things that you have to go through. We were talking to the book agent, and it takes like over a year and a half for a book to come out. Some research has to be done. Then it's not Oprah's fault.
Also, I feel like. In what was the first guy, James Frey or Fry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, I know he like went on the show and everything and that was weird, but if that hadn't happened, like, so what if it's fiction? Like, if it's a great, because my friend read the book and said it was awesome. Like,
I think it matters. I think it matters.
I mean, if he went on the... He did go on the show, though, right? He went on and said that it was all true. Yeah, that's a little
different. Think it matters. I just say it's fiction, but it's a well-thought-out and well-written book.
Yeah, or you can say based upon something.
Yeah, because based on a true story, you can...
Is very vague.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
That's not fair.
Why do you even have to say, though?
What do you mean?
No, I know. I think that's kind of the...
Here's my book.
That's kind of the point, though.
Why even say, though?
I have a different feeling if it's real or fake. I have a different feeling. Maybe it did happen to somebody somewhere.
No, don't say it's real, though. Don't say. Rate it like
you
it's
have to.
Real.
I imagine that the...
I won't say. Now do I have to? I won't say, Oprah.
Well,
then they won't publish
cases,
your book.
In certain cases, I think that they should definitely say. Like, for example, Jenna Bush, like, went over and was doing all this, like, humanitarian work in Africa. And, like, if she had written a book about spending time with, like, a teenage kid who she, like, mentored, and it was, like, all fake, I think people would definitely be like, what is going on?
But just that example. That's every example, then.
Yeah.
If you wrote it... whether it's bad or good, you're trying to make me feel something for you and in general. No.
Well, it's a class action lawsuit, $23 million, I believe. So if you saved your receipt, you can get your money back.
Oh, good. Mm.
Who saves the receipt to this? There's a Grand Theft Auto San Andreas class action lawsuit. If you bought the game before July 20th, 2005, and you kept your receipt, you can get your money back because they put a sex scene that you can get if you use secret codes.
So what? You're using secret codes. You want to get it?
Well...
They're suing what? I guess parents got together and my kids saw this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Which, by the way, you can see it on YouTube.
Is it rated R?
Somebody's blowing your character and you're fucking them.
Okay, but the... Oh,
meanwhile, so the game, you're shooting up everybody, dealing drugs and fucking and killing prostitutes.
Oh. Why are we so okay with that?
Yeah, that just seems...
This is the same game.
Blowing someone is so much nicer than killing them.
This is the same game that has people walking around on the street in like Navy outfits and they sing YMCA and in the Navy, just annoyingly. And the only reason they do that is so that you beat them up extra. That is the only reason. So they're doing that to get on your little homophobic side, and you think it's funny to hit them with a bad extra. I didn't make that up. That's why they're doing it.
However, that's still rated R, but when genitals are shown, it becomes rated X. So the rating is wrong.
What do you mean?
Don't they rate
MA.
Games?
MA is the highest, mature.
And so it's rated the highest?
Really? That's the highest?
And it's not like the government makes those ratings. The games do that themselves.
Oh, okay.
Rated M for mature.
Oh, so maybe, yeah, so I don't know what they're complaining about then.
They're saying you can't be gross.
Gross awesome.
Right. All right. Also, by the way, Burger King, there's two Burger King stores in Manhattan are closing because they can't afford to keep it open, and Burger King's suing them for closing. They're closing because the dollar menu is killing them because because living in Manhattan is so expensive.
Wow, and they're suing.
And they're suing because you can't just close. They haven't turned a profit since 2001.
What?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's even worse than suing the cowboy guy?
It's both are beyond evil.
Okay, yes, I'll give you that.
Both are equal in their evilness. Both will answer to Satan.
Jamie, you have some stuff coming up, right? The April thing?
Hopefully, if I'm not incapacitated and in bed, I will be.
If you're walking already.
If I'm walking, I will be in New Orleans doing the first annual New Orleans Comedy Arts Festival. My friend, the very funny Sean Patton, coordinated it. And I think there's like 30, it's either like 20 or 30 New York comedians are going down there.
It sounds like a huge festival.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. This is the first year, so they're still trying to work out sponsorship and everything, but I think it's definitely going to grow from here.
Wow, congrats.
Apparently, thank you very much. I think
apparently
it'll be fun.
What?
Apparently, New Orleans has like a really great sort of thirst for stand-up comedy, so hopefully, I don't know, my friend did shows down there and said that he had a really good response.
Good. When is that?
That's April 2nd through the 6th.
All right. And that's all on your MySpace?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Fantastic. Also, go to /events for the cruise that we're going to do and keithandthegirl.com/events and /store. We have some uploaded videos that you can just watch for if you're thinking of buying any of the DVDs. The new DVD is out. The new towel is out. There's a bunch of freebies over there. It all explains at keithandthegirl.com/store.
Oh, I had one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also now that I'm not doing Archers of Hot, I'm producing my own show, and it's a comedy benefit show for Bark Animal Shelter in Brooklyn, and it's a monthly show, stand-up show, and it's called Diamonds in the Fluff. And we actually raised a good sum of money the first show, and considering it's going to be monthly, they're looking to build a new shelter, this animal shelter. So we're trying to raise some money for that, and it's going well.
If you don't show up for that, it means you don't care about animals.
Exactly.
Brother Darkness writing in from San Diego. Jamie Lee, the best way to gain revenge on your ex is sleeping with a black eye.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually a medical fact.
Deep
soon to be published.
Dickin'.
Yeah, soon to be published in the Brother Darkness Journal of Medicine. Release date, April 16, 2008. So I guess if you're in the city as well, very good.
So weird. I didn't know that.
That's why he's writing a book.
Right.
Braden from Canada. This is nice. He gave a very nice donation the other day to Keith and the girl and wrote, hey, Keith and Kenda, I'm the one that sent you some money the other day and thought you might be interested to know where the money from it came from. It's a lawsuit against my school for slipping in their gym. It was their fault. It's nice to see it work for the other guy. Sue. That's my motto.
Slipping.
Yes.
Bad.
Look at that. And it was a nice chunk of change. I wonder how much he got. That is fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Good. Keep suing these fucking companies. Good. Beth from Philly, I just started working at a Star Wars science exhibit. Just kill yourself. And Keith is correct. The nerd sigh is the most sad, infuriating thing ever.
Actually.
Yeah.
It's always followed by actually.
Right.
Actually.
Bears, $4. You know, if it comes by, it comes in barrels, and they pay a lot less than that.
I forgot the actually. You know,
actually.
They're losing their breath, though, on the side. Like, actually, my inhaler would help me sigh a little better.
And here's what I say now. I go, I'm glad Gary Gygax is dead. And then I walk away. Nerds. Bye.
KeithandTheGirl.com.